Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday. We hope you had a fantastic weekend. Last night, Steve Miggs, I was having a struggle trying to get my child to go to bed.
Oh, was he just so fired up about the Kansas City Chiefs going to the Super Bowl?
More so the Eagles. He's an Eagles guy.
Because they're an animal.
Because they're an animal, of course. But I was battling with him all night, and then I finally went down there one more time to check on him, and he's eating something in his bed. And I'm like, bro, what is this? He's just eating a granola bar.
Do you refer to your child as bro?
Bro.
Okay.
He calls me bro all the time. So now I just dish it back.
Cool.
Bro, are you eating a granola bar in your bed? And he's like, yes. So I took it out of his hand and I said, no, we're not. You already brushed your teeth. We're going to bed. And then he told me that he's been taking midnight snacks.
What?
And then he showed me that there's like a pile of wrappers underneath his bed, everything from granola bars to freaking fruit snacks. You guys, he's been sneaking them at night and then stashing the evidence.
So is he like stockpiling them during the day? Does he grab them and kind of put? Have you figured that out, or is he like going? Is he leaving his room in the middle of the night, going downstairs to get him, and then coming back to bed?
It's the latter, Steve. We're getting him to bed. He knows we're upstairs sleeping or getting ready to sleep, and then he'll sneak out, go grab what
That's
he wants,
awesome.
And bring it in and have a little snacky snack. But I like that he's calling it a midnight snack, yet it's always like, you know, 8 or 9.
What child? It's impressive that he can do all that, but he doesn't have a concept of time yet.
God. So now I have to, like, watch him like a hawk. I might have to hook up the baby monitor again and check when he's leaving the room.
Also, does he not know the number one rule of getting away with things is don't tell mom what I'm actually doing?
Do not confess.
That out yet. Yeah.
Like, why did he show you the stockpile?
He confessed to the crime.
Well, he could have gotten away with it for the next, like, 6 years.
Just keep denying. Deny, deny, deny.
Do you guys ever do midnight snacks? You ever wake up and have a little snacky snack?
No.
Never. Me either.
I mean, maybe when I was, like, a teenager, but it's been a while. It's been a very long while. Thank goodness Tatum still is, like, in her princess mode. Like, she doesn't open her own door when she wakes up. She just knocks aggressively until the funniest thing. It'll be like 6:30 in the morning on downstairs on the weekend, just kind of chilling, and all of a sudden you're, and I'm like, what in the, like, oh, she's up. I'm like, but you know, it takes a half a second for me to get off the couch and all that. And next thing you know, and then
oh my gosh.
I go up there and I open the door, she's just like cute as all hell, just sitting there waiting. I'm like, you are very capable to open up doors. She opens up doors throughout the day.
Can you get her a little bell?
I might do. It's pretty
ding,
close.
Ding, ding, dad. Yeah.
And then you carry her downstairs like a queen, set her on the couch, put on her favorite show.
She calls me Jeeves, too. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
It is time.
She refers to me as the help when she's talking to her friends. It's very strange.
It is time to inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work.
Stop.
This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Dad.
Dad. I'm awake.
Dad.
Come get me, you bastard.
Sorry. And the DMP is brought to you by SeattleBoatShow.com. And today's the day to celebrate the crapper. It's Thomas Crapper Day.
Thomas Crapper.
Fun fact, he didn't invent the toilet bowl, although he gets a lot of credit for it. He's a guy who created different toiletries and sanitary fixtures, but they would have the name Crapper on it. So back in the World War I days, fun fact for you to share with your friends today at work, apparently it said Crapper on it, so then people just started affectionately calling when you went to the bathroom, I'm going to the Crapper, because they thought it was funny because Crap Crapper.
So, I mean, if you're saying, oh, crap, is that technically named after Thomas Crapper?
No, I think crap existed before Crapper. I just think they thought it was funny that the toilet was called Crapper. That's just my guess.
I have no idea. That.
Hey, the Seahawks just hired a finally. I mean, it's like, at some point, you're going to run out of offensive coordinators that are worth a damn. And I'm starting to get nervous because everyone's hiring everybody. But they got the guy they want, and that's Clint Kubiak, who was with the New Orleans Saints, who started off hot as all hell on offense. And then they kind of fizzled. But a lot of people believe it was because there was just a crap ton of injuries on that team where it was almost impossible to be able to do anything with what they were working with. But, yeah, he joins the Seahawks. Hopefully he has a better run than Ryan Grubb, who only lasted one season. But I'm sure more will come out as far as, like, what he's going to do with the rest of the coaching staff and things along those lines, and now also figure out what's going to happen with just the team in general. I mean, it's funny. You go on social media and just seeing all the comments about Clint Kubiak. It's like, one minute it's like, we got the guy I wanted. And then another person's like, oh, this is the last guy I wanted. And like, it's just, you're not going to make anybody happy.
Only 6 more months till preseason, Steve.
I know the Super Bowl hasn't even happened yet. We're already looking forward to next season with the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, speaking of the Super Bowl, it will be the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans on February 9th. The Eagles, yesterday versus the Commanders, just explosive. The final score, 55-23. A new record was set for most points scored in a conference title game.
Did you watch the game?
We did.
It was impressive of how, like, hard the Commanders were trying to just give up on this game. Like, it was like some of the, I mean, look, the Eagles are very good, obviously, but, like, it was just like, this is not the same Commanders team that we saw the last two playoff games.
Oh, no. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills, that was a much closer game. Final score, 32-29. This is the Chiefs' 7th Super Bowl appearance and their 3rd consecutive one. And this gives them the chance to make history as the first team to win 3 championships in a row.
What does it feel like to be a Buffalo? I mean, it's got to suck because you have such a great team. But in order to get to the Super Bowl, you have to beat a dynasty, really. Like, you have to beat one of the greatest teams of all time.
And they were, like, so close.
I know. I thought this was going to be the one. I'm like, this is happening. And, man, you want to be sad. Even if you're not a Bills fan, watch the press conference after the game with was it Josh Allen. He's just like, in order to be the champ, you got to beat the champs. And we didn't beat the champs. Oh. And it's like, oh, you poor guy. Someone give him a hug.
Oh.
This guy's just going through it, man. That was a rough go for them. But, yeah, so now what? We have a couple weeks to wait.
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
Eagles. Duh. Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Let's go.
Okay.
Not just because Barrett likes them, just because I want anyone but the Chiefs to win at this point.
I'm torn. Like, part of me is like, oh, it's kind of cool to witness, like, a true dynasty happening again. Yeah. Like, that's kind of cool. You only want her because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And they'll make history. It's
pretty 3
cool.
Straight. That is pretty cool. But then I also am like, I really like Saquon Barkley. And
yeah.
Sarah loves him.
I do love him. Yeah. Oh, now I'm torn, Steve. Oh, no.
It's Swift or Barkley. Are you a Swifty or a Barker?
I'm both, but I got to go Swifty.
Hey, as far as weather, we are going to hit a high of 46 degrees. It's going to be sunny, but freaking cold. That is the DMV, and that's what's up.
So I finally did something over the weekend, you guys, for the first time in my life. And it's something that most people have probably done many, many times.
Is this PG?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh my God, Steve. What kind of person do you think I am?
I like how you just winked at me while you said that.
Yeah. What took me 40 years to finally try? I will tell you at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was a big day, Steve Miggs. I finally did something that every single one of you on the show has given me a hard time about. Listeners have given me a hard time about this as well. And this is what happened.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
McDonald's Big Mac.
the big sandwich with the great big taste that everybody's talking about.
You did it.
I lost my Big Mac virginity yesterday.
It is so funny because every text that we've gotten said, did Taryn finally dig into the scrumptious Big Mac? LOL. Another person, OMG, did Taryn have a Big Mac? Because, man, they don't slap as hard as the regular cheeseburger. That's way better.
Ooh.
Another person says, you went and got yourself a Big Mac, didn't you?
I finally seized the opportunity. We promised our kid a McFlurry yesterday.
Okay.
And so while we were in the drive-thru, I thought...
Which McFlurry did he get?
The M&M.
The M&M's,
his favorite.
That's right, yeah.
I thought, today's the day. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have the Big Mac. And here's how it went.
So here's the deal. I am 40 years old, and I have never had a Big Mac until today. So we stopped by McDonald's. We picked up a Big Mac, and I'm about to try it.
I like that at 40, you're now trying new things.
Yeah. Right? It's about time.
A lot of people say that. Once you hit 40, you start trying to experiment and experience new life stuff, like Big Macs. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about? Are you afraid this thing's going to kill you?
Well, it's a lot of meat.
Okay.
There's the extra bun in there. It was all very overwhelming when I was actually staring it in the face.
It's a little overwhelming.
There was a lot happening. I was nervous.
Too much meat for your mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
I've just always been a chicken nugget person, so this has never really been on my radar.
Did it bother you a little bit that you weren't able to get the chicken nuggets?
It was kind of, I was like, if I hate this, I'm going to be really upset that I didn't have any nuggets.
So you could have had the Steve in his 20s diet, which was a Big Mac. A 10-piece order of chicken nuggets. Of course, supersized.
Yeah.
And then a sundae.
Yum.
Yeah. And then I wondered why I almost hit 300 pounds by the end of my 20s.
Okay, here we go. Okay. That's pretty good. I'm not usually like a two-patty person in this like weird middle bun thing.
It is kind of strange that they just throw a random piece of bread in the middle of it all.
And I've been told by some people, just take the middle piece out. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to give it the respect it deserved.
Honestly, it doesn't taste the same. I don't know if it's a psychological thing, but you remove that extra piece of bread, I'm like, this isn't a Big Mac anymore.
Not the right combo.
It's a little foreign to me, but this is actually quite delicious. I will now sing the gospel of the Big Mac. I like the tanginess of the pickle.
Okay.
I love lettuce. I think lettuce is like an essential part of a burger for me.
Okay.
I love lettuce. I do.
Yeah. But of all the things that you're talking about, you went pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the meat, the bread, that's understandable. Then you went to the pickle.
Yeah.
And then you went to the lettuce?
Yeah, it was like the perfect amount of lettuce. I really do feel like...
What about the Big Mac sauce?
The Big Mac sauce was also really good.
Then why didn't you bring it up?
No, I get the lettuce thing.
Yeah.
You're a lettuce guy?
Well, I mean, it's something about the Big Mac lettuce, and it's also try it on the hot and spicy at McDonald's. It's, I don't know, it's crunchy. It's delicious. I don't know. There's something about it.
It's like the little shredded lettuce.
Yeah.
I open up my burger usually when I get that, and I just swipe that all off of it.
Okay.
Have a couple little pieces on there for the crunch. I get that.
I love the crunch.
Says the vegan, guys.
Just because I'm a plant-based weirdo doesn't mean I want a bunch of lettuce on my burger.
It's got a great amount of lettuce in there. Team Big Mac. I understand the hype.
Yeah.
I might be a Big Mac person now instead of a nugget girl.
Really?
This might be a new chapter in my life, Steve.
You liked it that much?
I really did.
That's
I was
awesome.
Shocked. Honestly, the sauce really did bring it all together.
The sauce is so great. And it's just like Thousand Island. I mean, I think they have a little bit of something else in there, but it's freaking awesome.
It was magical.
Yeah. So next up will have to be the Whopper.
That is next.
Right.
I'm excited. 40 years old, new me.
Look at you.
So what about you,
queen.
Rockaholics? What is something that you finally tried or experienced that everyone else had already done? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show.
What's something that you finally tried or experienced for the first time that everybody else had already done? 206-803-ROCK. And we bring this up because I finally had a Big Mac yesterday.
And the text lines are just going crazy about the fact that it took you this long until you finally had one. Although I do like one text that did say that they're like doing a different version of the Big Mac where they then ask for quarter pounder burgers to put on it because they said they're a big person and they want the big size meat.
I didn't even realize you could customize it like that. This is a wild world I'm just stepping into, you guys.
So he said, I'm finally trying to organize my life and stuff. I've been on ADHD meds for over 13 years, and I just started them again. And man, it's been nice to have some kind of a system and not just a random squirrel brain trying to remember where I put my nuts.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, get after it.
One person, this is the one that I was thinking. I was trying to think of, like, what's something I've done for, like, that took me forever to try, and it was caviar. Someone said caviar, .. nasty.
Ooh.
And I 1,000% agree. You're a caviar person?
Heck yeah, I'm a caviar person.
Of course, I've always said that he's so bougie over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Foo.
Call him Fancy Dan.
Yeah.
I love caviar.
How?
I don't know. It tastes delicious.
You just eat it by itself?
Exactly. How do you eat them? That's my, yeah.
Oh, on a cracker. I don't know.
Like you put like a cream cheese on it or something?
No,
like what do you
just
do?
Caviar and like a little piece of bread. Delicious.
Yeah, see, I had it happen when I was getting married, and we were where we were. Like it was a nice, the food that was catered for us was very nice. And my buddy ended up being, he was like one of the guys that worked for the catering company. He was just like, oh, dude, he's like, I've got some caviar that we're going to have to get rid of at some point soon because, you know, it's got a shelf life. He's like, do you want to try it before you get married? Like, you know, I'm like, hell yeah, bring it in. You know, I'm thinking this is awesome now. Look at all of us. We're hanging out in like this little room, a bunch of groomsmen. We're going to have some caviar. He brings it in and put it on the cracker. I took a bite. I'm like, can I have another cracker? He's like, with more caviar? I'm like, no, I just need a cracker to get rid of that taste that was of the caviar.
Cleanse your palate.
I wasn't a fan.
No. Well, I'm excited because this is, I mean, this opens the door to now get to try the Whopper, which I still have not done. So then I'll have to do like a side-by-side comparison.
I'm curious which one you're going to like more.
And you are a Whopper guy.
I like them both, but yeah. I lean more towards the Whopper.
Okay, tell me about the Whopper then. Tell me what's on the Whopper.
Plain broiled.
Look how excited she is. Wait, I just want to point out her face. She's so excited to learn about the Whopper, Steve.
You know, there's nothing like I can say that's going to like get you fired up about it. It's just a really good burger. It's the mayo.
Oh, is it just mayo? It's not like a special sauce like the Big Mac?
It's a ketchup mayo.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so, I know. It's like it's not very sexy when I try to describe it. I mean, I can lower my voice. Or I'll have Sarah describe it for you.
I want my vegetarian friend to describe it to me.
Please read the ingredients in a Whopper.
It's a real meaty flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with a creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5 sesame seed bun.
I mean, she's selling it.
Does that sound good?
I mean, minus the part. You're doing good.
Wait, do you do yours with cheese though, Steve?
No.
Oh, yeah, me either.
Wait, does it come with cheese?
No. You can, but they'll offer the cheese.
Yeah, you don't need the cheese.
The cheese is unnecessary.
Really? Is that good?
And I'm a cheese guy.
That's wild.
And honestly, I always say no onions. No onions, no cheese.
Okay, I can't with you.
Okay, so then should I just get it the way that it comes? I'm not going to modify it. I'll just get it the way
just
that it comes.
Get it how they give it to you.
Yeah.
Take it how they want to give it to you. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Said, I didn't eat sour cream until I was 45. I'm 58 now. It's delicious.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is.
Oh, I love it.
It took me a while until I tried sour cream. No, not cottage cheese. That's the one.
Oh, do you like cottage cheese?
Love it.
Do they have vegan cottage cheese?
I'm sure they do. I haven't even dared try. There's certain things where I'm like, I don't know if I need, I don't know if I need a plant-based version of this.
No.
I think I'm good with just not having it.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve? He has a record of 22 wins, 17 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.